all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry. I was a CW-2 helicopter pilot in Vietnam in 1969. Half a century ago. My goodness, holy moly, I'm not sure how this happened. But anyway, welcome today. This is our benefits program for the month of June. We're already into June, my goodness. So if you have any questions that you'd like to ask our board of experts, or panel of experts here, the local number is 734-822-1600. This number can be used since we are broadcasting live in Detroit as well. You could use that number and get in and ask your questions. We have a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to be talking about what's going on at the VA in Ann Arbor. We're going to be talking about some disability issues that are going on out there, remembering that there are two separate entities of the same thing. One is for health care, and the other is for the disability and aid and attendance and those types of benefits for the veteran. So we want to make sure that you are aware of that. There's a couple of other issues that have come up over the last month that we're going to be talking about. And again, I encourage you to join us. But first thing I have to do is to thank our sponsors, because we can't do this program without our sponsors. And number one on the list is Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans specializes in veterans' disability claims. Give them a call at 800-693-4800 or go to their website. That's legalhelpforveterans.com. The National Veterans Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC, is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses. For more information, you can go to their website, nvbdc.org, or give them a call at 888-237-8433. The Charles S. Kettle VA Medical Center here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, one of the top VA medical centers across the country. For more information, you can go to their website. That's va.gov/ann-arbor-healthcare. The Vietnam Veterans of America, the motto is, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. For more information, go to their website, vva.org. And our local support from the Irwin Press Corps, American Legion Post 46, and the Charles S. Kettles Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 310, both of Ann Arbor, Michigan. If you'd like to support Veterans Radio, please go to our website, veteransradio.org, and click on the donate button. And thank you very much for your support in advance. All right, that's the official business that's out of the way. We have a lot of events that are going on in June in the local area and across the state of Michigan. And I'm going to queue up an interview that Jim Falzone did with, where did his name go? J.C. Stewart. And J.C. Stewart is out in Grand Haven, and they are having a big extravaganza coming up. So if we could play that interview real quick, it runs about 4 minutes. So we'll be back in just a little bit. Here's Jim and J.C.
We've got J.C. Stewart on the line, a Marine over in Grand Haven, Michigan, who's got some exciting things coming along for Lakeshore's Environmental Gala and an air show in 2025, but some stuff going on this month. J.C., tell us all about it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. This actually gala coming up June 7th, next Friday, is a great opportunity that I put together on the lakeshore for our veterans to come and see and be in person. Various benefits, factors of in-person services. They will give you opportunities to know what benefits you have. There's opportunities also to know what other benefits you may get that you may not know of. We'll have people such as the VA from Wyoming there on site supporting some of the mental health as well as the medical side. And we will have the Ottawa County VA director and his team there on site to go over certain aspects of your benefits as far as home, education services, et cetera. And we are very excited for this being the first year.
This is a two-day event, and you've got activities, STEM activities, that should interest the whole family. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, yes. This is a gala that's going to be including STEM activities for aviation, marine vessels, as well as construction engineering. So the kids will be able to learn a little bit about how aerospace works. They'll be able to build sandcastles and understand how construction works, where they can put bricks on top and see that the structure holds. They're going to be able to build airplanes. They're also going to be working and building floating vessels for marine, understanding things such as buoyancy and learning how boats work in the water, where you have metal, you know, a ton of metal onto water and how that floats. So it's very exciting for the family of Haas.
Tell us where this is going to be held.
This is going to be held in Grand Haven at the Mulligan's Hollow. And that's going to be near the YMCA, if you're familiar with the Tri-Cities YMCA. Both days, again, June 7th, Friday, and June 8th, Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., where we will have live music following the STEM programs. And actually, this Friday, the Friday for the 7th, we are actually going to have a very cool drone show at dusk that's going to be dedicated to the military for all the family to see.
Now, there is, as there is always, food and drink at these things, and you're looking for folks to pre-register so you know who all's coming. Tell us how people get tickets and get out to this program.
Absolutely. So if you were to go up to our website at www.lakeshoreairshow.com, you'll find all your details with getting your tickets. And by the way, the STEM tickets are free. We are limiting, though, so you got to get your tickets as they're available. And then you can also buy your tickets to the entertainment for the live entertainment. We're going to have a live rock band for $10, which will be a donation towards our air show fundraising that's going to take, again, next year in June of 2025.
And before we wrap up here, tell us about that air show you're planning in 2025 that this is all a part of.
Absolutely. So this air show is going to be the first of its kind here in West Michigan, and actually all of Michigan, where this will actually take place over the Lake Michigan beaches here in Grand Haven, where we will be able to have this air show free of charge. As long as you have access to the state park, you can walk there, you can drive there, but as long as you have access to the beach, it is free of charge. We're going to have several civilian aircraft as well as military aircraft that are going to demonstrate the variation of aviation in the sky. And we are hoping that this does develop over time in the next couple of years, to where we're going to include boat shows and other activities during that time on the beach.
Well, we encourage people to check this out and maybe go to Grand Haven here for this gala over 2 days. Give us that website once more, JC.
Absolutely. That website, again, is www.lakeshoreairshow.com.
Hey, Marine, thanks, and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much for that. And we're looking forward to finding out more about that particular event over in Grand Haven. I think it's going to be kind of cool, really. The other thing I've got is a Vet Fest that is coming up in Houghton County, Michigan. That's way up in the UP. And this is going to be this coming Wednesday, June 5th. The Veterans Resource Fair is at Michigan Tech University in Houghton. Even if you just show up, you have proof of service, you get a $20 fuel card, free meal for veterans and their families. There's all kinds of veteran service officers, and over 50 service providers and organizations are going to be at the event. I would encourage you to head out there, and if you're up in the UP, that's Wednesday, June 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. And for more information, you can check out the Houghton County Veteran Service Office up there in the UP. This looks like it's really fun. And I like this one. It's cool. It says music will be provided by Tom Catalin and the Highway 41 Band between programs. That sounds neat. So hopefully you can do that. The last thing I wanted to talk about real briefly was a happy birthday. And this happy birthday goes to the Detroit VA Center. This is the Charles Dingell VA Center. It started, I guess, 29 years ago. They closed down the one that was in Allen Park, moved everybody to Detroit, and so I was hoping to have somebody on, but they didn't get back to me. So anyway, I wanted to wish them a happy birthday to the Detroit VA system over there. All right, so let's see what's going on here in Ann Arbor in the healthcare system. And so joining me right now is our good friend, and he's the communications director for the Charles S. Kettles VA Medical Center here in Ann Arbor, and that is Brian Hayes. Brian, welcome back.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me back.
I appreciate you coming back. So tell me what's going on at Charles S. Kettles VA Medical Health Center.
Well, you know, every time I come on, we have so much going on. I try to do it briefly because I know you have more show that's more than me. But, you know, last week we had a really successful women's clinic dedication ceremony featuring Carol Ann. It was wonderful. It is officially named the Brigadier General Carol Ann Faustone Women's Clinic. It was a really, really great time. And it was wonderful to see everybody. And Carol Ann, you have a huge family.
Oh, Brian, shout out to your crew and specifically my good buddy, Sean Stevens, did a fabulous job. That whole crew, I was overwhelmed, humbled. The room, standing room only, the Knights of Columbus, Bishop Joseph Coffey came in representing Archbishop Tim Broglio for the military. What a spectacular event.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was so nice seeing you in your element and with your family and everything. It was really a great time, you know, so we appreciate it.
Thanks the director again, Director Jenny. She was fabulous. Everybody. I mean, it was a wonderful event. Thank you.
Yeah, it really was. Thank you. And, you know, in other news in Ann Arbor, you know, the construction, if you've been to the Medical Center for Primary Care within the last year, you know that we're doing construction there. That continues on one side, and then it'll shift to the other side once that's complete. Once it gets done, our primary care clinics will be brand new, state-of-the-art suites that are going to be pretty awesome. Really excited to get those up and running. Right now, they're not bad, but we want to get them really nice for our veterans. And then, of course, our Findlay Clinic opening up late summer in Findlay, Ohio. That's big news. Brand new CBOC down there. And the folks in Findlay are very, very excited about that clinic coming online. And we are, too. And we'll probably be having a ceremony for that maybe and hopefully by October for that. And just a couple of events coming up I wanted to pass along to the folks who at least are listening in the local Ann Arbor area. And at Jackson, we've got a Veteran Appreciation Cookout and PACT Act Enrollment Fair. That's coming up on Thursday, June 20th from 10 until 2 at the Jackson VA Clinic. And Dale, you had mentioned a few minutes ago, a Vet Fest happening way up in Houghton. We've got a couple of Vet Fests happening here locally. One on August 3rd, it's the Washtenaw Community College Vet Fest. That's from 10 until 3 on Saturday, August 3rd at Washtenaw Community College. And then, of course, the annual Vet Life Vet Fest in Fowlerville at the Fowlerville Family Fair. That's on Saturday, August 10th from 11 to 3. And that's what I have today.
Okay, it's very busy. The other thing I wanted to mention was that I just saw on the website, because for those of you that don't bother going to the VA website because it seems complicated, it's not that really that complicated, but there's all kinds of news there of what's going on. And one of the news stories was that there's another research project that is going to be starting up, or it's probably may have started already at the Ann Arbor VA, and it's a heart research program that inserts a little sensor into your as a stent in your heart. The idea there is it helps prevent heart failure. It's the VA is amazing as far as their research programs that they do across the country.
Well, in our VA, you know, particularly, you know, this is one of the big, obviously the big research projects that are going on, but VA Ann Arbor has over 400 research projects going on at any given time. And there's just a lot of primary science that's developed here. as well as research on top of other research. But we're really proud to have been selected as one of the few facilities in the country that will be participating in this revolutionary device study.
I know. I was just amazed when I saw the list of all of the different research projects that were going on at RVA, and I'm sure at VAs across the country. And I think that's something that I really wanted to point out to our audience, that, you know, I think that the VA in many cases is, you know, a step above many of the medical centers across the country, especially mm-hmm. as far as research is concerned.
A lot of folks don't really, I know, Carol Ann, one second, I just wanted to make the point that it's good to know that, you know, VA is really at the forefront of a lot of medical research. You know, things like the nicotine patch was invented by the VA. The first liver transplant was by VA. Just all kinds of firsts that come from VA research. And it's worth noting that.
Well,
Brian, I'm sure you're aware of this on another front, but it's on the VHA side. On June 1st, it was Pen Pal Day, and Legal Help for Veterans took a crew of our staff, and we went to the John Dingell VA Medical Center on Thursday of last week. And on Friday, we went to the Ann Arbor VA Medical Center with 100 cards. And we went through the hospital with your voluntary services, Camille down in Detroit and Alan Bray. And then in Ann Arbor, Gustav, the voluntary services director. And we walked in and around the staff on the inpatient units. And I would like to offer to our listeners that if you've got individuals out there, groups of people that want to go in and visit and thank our veterans, they were so happy to have us come and give them cards and just thank them for their service. Different time of year. I know we do that for Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but they were so happy to have us come. You could just contact the Voluntary Services Office, and it was just such a great day to go into both facilities. And so I was so excited to do that and happy. And yes, I did pay another visit to the Women's Center in Ann Arbor. And what a great staff there. So Brian, thank you again for everything at the Ann Arbor VA Medical Center.
Thank you. And thank you, Dale. That's all I have today.
All right, Brian, thank you very, very much. We'll talk to you next month.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, I have to correct something myself. I wished a happy birthday to the wrong VA center. It's the John Dingell VA Center in Detroit, Michigan. And there is some news that just came out that I got a text from just a minute ago that talks about that they're actually opening their Downriver Outpatient Clinic, another VBOC, is coming on June 3rd. So tomorrow, Monday, they are opening up one of their clinics, and they're doing much the same that probably many of the VAs around the country are doing, but it's good to know where they are. So this one is going to be, says the VA Downriver Clinic on Fort Street in Trenton, Michigan. So you don't have to drive all the way into Detroit. You don't have to drive all the way to Ann Arbor. Those of you that are downriver, you can go down to Trenton and get started on everything that you need to get started on. So anyway, thank that. That's the information. All right. So we're going to take a quick break here to do our Medal of Honor segment. When we come back, we've got General Carol Ann Falzone of Women's Health Clinic fame and David Sames, who is a Washtenaw County Veterans Service Officer. And we're here to answer your questions. So the number again is 734-822-1600. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them.
Walter Ehlers and his brother were in the first wave to hit Omaha Beach on D-Day. Details after this.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans' Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. 4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Staff Sergeant Eller's brother was several hundred yards away on the beach, and they didn't see each other. Eller's unit ran into a decimated unit of Bangalore torpedo men and provided cover for them as they used their explosives to blow a hole in the German fortifications. This allowed an American breakup. On June 9th, Eller's platoon came under heavy fire. He climbed a hedgerow and called his men to follow. He spotted a German patrol and killed four of the enemy. Ordering his men to fix bayonets and firing from his hip, he destroyed a machine gun nest. He then attacked a second machine gun, killing three more. The platoon moved out the next morning and came under intense fire from both sides. The commander ordered a withdrawal. Ehlers realized that someone had to provide cover. He motioned his automatic rifleman to follow him, scrambled to the top of a mound of earth that provided a vantage point. They began firing on the Germans, drawing fire away from the rest of the platoon. Ehlers was hit in the back, but was able to kill the sniper that shot him. When his rifleman was wounded, Ehlers dragged him to safety. Ehlers was treated at a field station and insisted on returning to action. Unable to strap on a backpack, he strapped on two bandoliers of ammunition, picked up a rifle, and went to find his men. A month later, he was informed that his brother was killed on Omaha Beach. Ehlers was presented the Medal of Honor by Lieutenant General John Lee on December 19, 1944.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Military veterans touch everyone's life. I'm guessing right now you're thinking of a veteran, a close friend, relative. Maybe it's you. Even the toughest among us sometimes need help, but don't know where to turn for support. You don't need special training to help a veteran in your life. If you know a veteran in crisis, don't wait. Reach out. Call the Veterans Crisis Line at 988, then press 1. 988, press 1. A message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and this is our benefits program this week. And so I wanted to bring in my two experts that we've got. We've got retired Air Force Brigadier General Carol Ann Falzone from Legal Help for Veterans, a certified organization to help veterans, and David Sames, who is the Washtenaw County Veterans Service Director of the Veterans Service Office here in Washtenaw County. David, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back.
It's nice to be anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So I guess to start off with, I wanted to find out if either one of you have had any unusual claims that, you know, that we could tell our audience about, maybe they're not aware of. We know that the PACT Act has increased the availability of potential claims, and that is kind of running wild. I saw an article where it said over a million claims have been posted or attempted in the last year since that came out. So what's happening, Carol Ann, what's happening at Legal Help?
Well, I think it's interesting because, and I think David and I have talked about this, but a veteran handed me a letter a couple weeks ago, and it was from, believe it or not, the Secretary of the VA that he received in the mail addressing, thank him for his service. But then it was related to reporting any issues of harassment, any issues of care, anything that was not good service, anything related to, once again, the ideas of a challenge, not good customer service, they wanted to stop harassment, any intervention that they didn't consider acceptable. And we've been trying to address that word of abuse during service. And so I just found it really interesting because we've been trying to look at some of those issues of abuse during service, even many years after, particularly with females. And David and I have had some discussions regarding that. So I thought that that was pretty interesting that this letter has surfaced from the secretary about that they're not going to tolerate any of that behavior by staff and in employees.
Was this a letter to a woman veteran, or was it just
entitled Dear Veteran or Beneficiaries? And it went out, I think, globally to individuals. And
that's
so
interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think we talked more about this last month when we were talking about that the VA is really reached out to women veterans, especially, from decades ago.
Yes.
And, there's no statute of limitations.
I'll read you just one line. If you or someone you know has been harassed or sexually assaulted at a VA facility, I encourage you to report this and follow up with guidance. And they give you some guidance to follow with reporting any wrong actions. And so I was real encouraged by this, that there will be no tolerating any of these actions.
Mm-hmm.
And all some of the other things that they're sending out, so the VA compensation side, they're sending out reminder letters for everybody that filed an intent for the PACT Act, reminding them that they have to complete their fully developed claim by August, I think it was 10th, right? Or whenever you filed your intent. So they're sending over 300,000 letters to people that haven't filled out their formal claim. So we think that, our office will be, again, busy. Not that we're not busy right now. But those letters are going out. I think they went out last week. On the claim front, one of my VSOs reopened another DIC claim, dependency indemnity compensation claim for the spouse, because the veteran had passed and passed quite long ago. Right when he passed, she didn't fill out the application, but 2 years later she did. Well, then she came back because of the PACT Act. And in that, it was, so they do a compensation pension exam without the vet, of course, but with all the medical records. And they opinion that it was, it's least likely not due to service. And it was another $250,000 retro. So again, if there's dependents out there that had filed claims and got denied, reach out to your local county office reopen that, because there might be something there, might not be, but those are just some of the things that we've been seeing and focusing on, because the PACT Act expanded a lot of stuff, especially Thailand with those Vietnam vets, and a lot of people are unaware.
You mentioned something, and maybe it's of intention to file a claim.
It's called an intent.
Intent.
Yeah, right. So it's an 21-0966 is when you want to file a claim with a VA, but you don't have all your evidence yet. So you file the intent. So that means I saved my place in line for a year. And so you have a year to develop your claim, and then you have to file the formal claim on the 21-526 easy.
Okay, and if I don't file a claim within a year, I have to start over again, or it's...
It just drops off, yeah. So it won't go a year back. And in this instance, if you filed an intent, it won't go back 2 years because the date of the law change.
Right.
Okay. I think that's rather interesting. Both of those things are, I think, really important. We all know surviving spouses of veterans who had filed a claim or didn't even file a claim, and died of a service connected disability, and I think this is an opportunity for some of them to go back and see what they can do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, David, your example just recently, you know, for our families, please communicate, because we go out and ask for a case to be expedited if we find out that a person, the veteran, is terminal. We find out that they're placed in hospice and we're waiting for an exam. We filed the claims. We know that you've got a cancer that is presumptive and it's in there. We're waiting for an exam. We just find out you're terminal. We call, we write, you know, we try to get it expedited. You don't get that exam and then you die. And then the veteran dies. That's also very related to the case you just described. They go back and the individual, the spouse now, we're putting in for DIC, but then we're going back to also regarding another award that it's backdated because of what we did to ask for it to be expedited without the exam.
Yeah, and that comes into play when, you know, you do the substitute of claimant. So,
yes.
You know, even though yes. The veteran dies, you know, the spouse can be the substitute claimant, and
right.
Then you file the 601, and so they develop it just like if the veteran was alive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is really important, I you know, especially for our audience out there who's not that familiar, or maybe their spouse didn't fill them in on what they could have, you know, they could have gotten from through the VA on the benefits side. And so I think if, you know, if, in talking to the audience that's out there, you know, if you're going through your spouse's paperwork after they've passed and you find something in there from the VA, or even if you knew that they had a condition that you thought that they had applied for compensation and never followed through on it, this is an opportunity for you to do that.
Oh, definitely.
Keep it going, because there are so many different things that are available out there. You know, we talked briefly about an article that showed up in the Washington Post last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago. And it's talking about organizations that are not certified to file claims with the VA, but they are out there filing claims, and they're also charging the veteran or the family to file these claims and appeals and everything else along the line. And they're charging, in some cases, some, you know, some really hefty fees in order to do that. And then, of course, there are also, some of them are also taking a percentage of the of your benefits that you're entitled to. And so I was wondering if you've heard anything about this particular story, or if you have any comments you'd like to make on it, either one of you.
I've come across this many times where, you know, vets, you know, their buddy went through another person, and you know, the claims that they'll get it through within 90 days, or they'll get you the highest percentage because they know more, and they're connected with the VA, and they do charge, where some of them charge a flat fee, some charge money for nexus letters, and then some charge where, let's say, somebody's 10%, and then they get 50, they request that 40% difference for five months. So I see it out there, and I tell the vets, I'm like, hey, listen, you're in Washtenaw County. You're in one of the best counties here. So come to me. I mean, we don't charge. None of the counties charge. None of the service orgs, like the American Legion, VFW, DAV, VBA, they're not charging for their service. And if it goes further on, like the BVA or the U.S. Court of Appeals, then, you know, attaining a lawyer that might be beneficial, but with the status of the claim on the beginning, definitely go to your service orgs or your county.
What I could tell you is with Legal Help for Veterans or any case, ask them when we take a case, I know veterans will say, well, how much are you going to charge us? And we say, we charge nothing. If on an appeal on the back end is the only time, and there is the VA, depending on your decision, but we are certified, as you said in the very beginning, Dale, and we go through NOVA. So if you are a veteran out there, you need to ask the organization, are you certified? If you're an attorney firm, finance, do you know what you're doing? And they should not be requesting any money up front. As Dave said, I love it. None of the VSOs, the counties, we, Legal Help for Veterans, do not expect any money up front. And then there's the other, I would say, opportunity for a veteran with aid in attendance. And I believe it is a law that no attorney, nobody should be accepting any money for aid in attendance. It is a benefit. It's an income-based benefit, aid in attendance to the veteran. And the spouse or the widow could get this benefit, but there is no charge to fill out that paperwork. So you really need to shop it around. And as David and I were talking ahead of time, I think sometimes you go into a financial planner and somebody will say, hey, we'll do this and we'll fill it out and we'll get it done in X period of time, and you want to get it done, but there's no guarantees you're going to get it done in 90 days. Have you ever seen some of these things done, David, in 90 days as is promised?
Only if they're, over 95. They say priority is over 80, but no, priority is over 95. And like you talked before, if it's financially or they're on hospice, that's the only way you can expedite that. And we don't see that, right? No. And like Carolyn was saying, it's a non-service connected pension with aid in attendance. And there's a lot of lawyer groups that are connected with financial advisors that go into assisted living homes and nursing homes, and they present this. They're like, okay, we'll do your claim. And then for a certain amount of money, I've seen flyers on that. And this is for a low-income vet, a low-income spouse, and then you're charging them to do a free claim, a free application to the VA. I think it's absurd.
Well, we're being inundated with the advertising. Especially, how the AI works with Facebook and all the other things that are out there. So if you pause on one of those, I can get you 90%. 90% of what? It's like, if you don't have any disability. But, and as soon as you stop and look at that, the next thing you know is you're going to get 100 of those. And it's going to be different companies from all over the country, probably in all over the world, and some are going to be legit and some are not going to be legit. And I think that's what we're trying to convey here to our audience, is that it is so important that you check on these organizations that you are, that you're thinking about working with. And you mentioned an organization called NOVA. What is NOVA, Carolyn?
It's a national organization of the attorneys out there, and they've got the board, and they meet nationally. They have to meet a couple times a year, and all lawyers have to be certified. They have to get their accreditation and their hours of service, just like the service, the organizations. When you're accredited, you have to get so many hours of education a year, and you've got to get your hours in, your book learning, so that you're keeping up on all the regs And you have to go to these conferences. You have to go to the meetings. You have to know all the federal, learn about all the new federal regs that are coming in. And so those are the accreditation boards. David has the county councilors boards that I'm sure he goes to meetings a couple times a year. And we have a great board here in Michigan. I'm sure the big meeting usually in June is coming up, I'm sure, somewhere here in Michigan. And I know Christina Darrow, one of our attorneys, usually has been going out for years and speaking at that. So, you know, you just have to stay current with your education and stay up on everything. So that's real important, Dale.
Well, you know, you think about it, that all of the changes that have occurred in the last 2 years, and I'm sure that, you know, there's always people in there tweaking this or tweaking that. And, you know, I get all the veterans magazines, and all the magazines in there have their legislative chairman is saying, well, this is what we're going to be trying to do this year. And so it's really, we, as I'm talking from the veteran side now, are depending on folks like you and David and all the other VSOs and organizations that are out there to stay current with the laws and you know, really help us, because it's a minefield out there that we, you know, that you could get yourself involved with. And you mentioned something, David, that I had not, when you're talking about priorities, you said 80 and 90. Are those ages?
Yeah, those are ages, sorry. Yes. So, you know, it might be on the website, there's a priority group, you know, for 85 years old, but with a pension, if everybody's applying at 85, there's no priority group really. So it's more like late 90s, you can get a priority, or if they're running out of money, right. Or if their health. So then you can ask for something to be expedited. And with making those relationships at our conferences, like we go to the Michigan Association of County Veteran Counselors in the spring, we get local presenters from the Detroit Regional Office, from the Ann Arbor VA, all over the state. We had 150 VSOs at our conference. And then we do one in the national where they pull they'll have the undersecretary of the VA. They'll have the person that is running the pension management center, the cemetery administration. So then we get a high level contact, and they're usually really good about giving their contact information. So it's just really beneficial when you go to a accredited service officer or attorney that's accredited through the VA, because they have those contacts. And if something doesn't look right, then they can reach out to them and fix it before it's done, right? So it's right. Good.
And, you know, the beautiful thing is the interfacing. When I sat as the Assistant Adjutant General for the state of Michigan, I would go to the director's meeting at the national level. They would pull in the state veteran home. And so you would meet with them, those individuals, you would meet with the county counselor, those leaders would come in, and we would sit with the different leaders in those groups. And we would talk about the problems that the different groups were having. And we're all working together. We have the same rules, and we're trying to combine those issues to help our veterans. You know, we've got our state veterans homes. How many times do we talk about those issues, you know, trying to get our veterans in those homes, those veterans that might be homeless, those veterans that are all by themselves, helping them get some disability benefits. So I think it's really important to have sessions like we do, Dale, at Veterans Radio, and to be communicating with our county counselors. I think that's really important.
Well, I think there's so many rules and regulations, and that, that you, especially you two and all the other VSOs out there, have to be aware of. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not sure. So I'll let you guys correct me on this, but you have access to some VA portal where you can follow the claims, correct?
Correct. It's called VBMS. So we can see the same things that the raters are seeing at the VA.
Okay. And is that something that requires your certification by the VA in order to go to look at that?
That's correct. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I was talking about. So if we're talking to some Yahoo group out there that claims that they can, you know, process your claim quicker and they're not accredited, they're not going to be able to follow up on, you know, what the VA asked for. And I know with my claims that the VSOs I've worked with have called me and said, oh, Dale, you're going to get a letter that says you need this. Mm-hmm. And so that gets me to get that letter, you know, before I even get the letter, you know, I get all the information that is necessary. And that's what I wanted to really highlight today, is to make sure that our audience is really aware that if you are filing a claim, no matter who it's with, to make sure that they are certified, because they have a definite advantage over some of these fly-by-night organizations that are out there that are claiming they can get your claim done in 90 days.
Yes. Now, if you're, I mean, if there's certain diseases that they'll do it, right? ALS, they'll get that done really fast.
Yes.
So there's conditions out there, or if you're terminal, they'll yes. try to do their best. And making those contacts at the regional offices and your local VSOs, that helps that county department or the lawyers that much. It can make it go that much faster, just because knowing the contacts that you need to know in order to expedite a claim when needed. You can't do everyone, right?
But. No, but I'm thinking you were talking about all your conferences, and you know, at those conferences you get to talk to people from the VA, and you know, maybe you've had a claim that was a little more complicated than the usual, and you say, well, what do I need to do with this? And you, I mean, you're talking to the source, and they're saying, well, this is what you need to do, this is what we are looking for.
Oh, definitely. And then you can reach out and say, well, I have this one, I really need somebody higher than a normal person to look at it. And everybody I've asked that are running the show, they're definitely like, send it to me and I'll look at it. And you explain the issues and it usually gets resolved fast.
And you know what? It's helping one another too. And it's not saying, well, I'm not going to talk to David because he has the claim and I don't have it. And a good example is I got a call from United Way that there was a poor widow, her spouse died, and she's homeless. And they didn't know where to place her, a female, and she was in dire need of getting some help. And she thought a claim was filed for something. Now, so in my head, when they called and said, can you please help? My name came up. So I worked through the process. She thought she had applied to some organization. So I started to work through my head. It was one of our VSOs. I called the VSO I thought she was referring to. She was so lost. I felt so bad for her. Her husband just had passed like 3 weeks before. She was all scrambled. This is the widow. So I was able to get in touch with the VSO. It was DIC that they applied for. They didn't realize what a hardship she was in. So we were able to connect. United Way was able to help her. So it was kind of beautiful because we put three organizations together to try to help this widow. So they were going to expedite the DIC claim, because the DIC claim, once it goes through, she would get money every single month if it went through, as soon as it could go through. So that was a great thing. We didn't need to get it and say, oh, Legal Help for Veterans got it, but we worked together to get it processed.
Well, I think that's the other thing I wanted to point out to our audience, is that all of these VSOs and the Legal Help for Veterans organizations, that, you know, this is what they do. This is their passion. They want to help the veteran community get what they're entitled to. And they're not going to, they don't worry about the money. They don't worry about funds, you know, and what their percentages and everything else would be on these things. So we encourage all of you out there, if you are having questions about benefits, what you may or may not be entitled to, I strongly encourage you to contact your local VSO, whether it be the county VSO, whether it's Legal Help for Veterans, or all of the different veterans organizations out there usually have some sort of a VSO. That's a veteran service officer for some other people. And they're there to help you. That's their whole purpose, is to get you what you are entitled to. And it's a maze to get through it. And I think that it's so important that you contact these people. And if you have questions, we've got our two right here. We've got Carol Ann Fesson with Legal Help for Veterans. We've got David Sames with the Washtenaw County VSO for those in the local area. And, you know, if you have questions, you can contact me. My name is, send it to my email, dale@veteransradio.org or info@veteransradio.org, and we will put you in touch with our VSOs. If you're listening elsewhere in the country and you've got a great VSO that you're aware of in Minnesota, California, wherever it might be, let us know who they are, and we'll include them in our list of experts, and we'll get them on the program too. So I only have a minute to go. This has gone really quickly today. So I'm going to thank both of you, and if there's anything real quick that you want to ask, it'd be 10 seconds, anything you want to say.
Just thank you very much, and have a great month. I can't believe it's June already.
Same here. Have a great day, and then reach out to your local service officer.
Okay, they will do. All right, this program we're going to end up with playing God Bless America, and the version that I've chosen for today is Celine Dion, and it's just a beautiful version. And so, you know, this is important. At this point in time in our history, I want you to pay attention to this song and the words in this song. So until next week, this is Dale Thornberry for Veterans Radio. You are dismissed.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my America.